again, everyone. Welcome back to the Health Ranger Show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And today, as always, I have a very special guest to introduce to you. This is someone who is truly a legend in the industries of nutrition, nutritional supplements. His company, and through his formulations, he's able to produce the kind of nutritional supplements that are such high-end products that even the raw foodists and the vegans go straight to these products when they want the very best phytonutrients. Those are plant-based nutrients or plant-based medicines for preventing disease and even, in my opinion, reversing disease. So please welcome to the show today Dr. Jameth Sheridan from Health Force. And thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Should I call you Jameth?
Yes, please.
Okay. Now, what's the full name of your company? It's Health Force
Nutritionals,
and it's at www.healthforce.com, correct?
Yes.
Now, you're famous for formulating really top-of-the-line nutritional superfood products, and I want to preface this whole show with the disclaimer right up front that this is not an infomercial, and I remain completely objective on all these things, so I haven't been paid to have you on the show. I don't earn anything from the sales of these products. The only reason I asked you on the show is because I have been hoping to sit down and talk with you for a year and a half now, just to talk to you about your products. So for all those listening, I want you to know this is an independent, objective interview. You're going to hear the blunt truth about nutrition here with Dr. Jameth Sheridan. So what's the story behind Health Force Nutritionals?
It started actually in 1990 when my wife and I met at a natural hygiene convention. And for those long-term raw fooders, that's a very old raw foods philosophy. And I say philosophy because I do think natural hygiene is mostly philosophical and not necessarily scientific. We met there and we were both looking to do things with raw foods, good for the world and so forth. And we started actually classes uncooking with Jamie and Kim. They were back then because I was Jamie. And we wrote a book. One of the early raw food books on cooking with Jameth and Kim, which introduced the flax crackers to the world, a lot of other recipes, and that was fun. We sold other supplements back then, and back then there wasn't a lot available because we didn't do isolated nutrients like isolated vitamins and minerals.
Sure.
Back then, I was schooled in a philosophy of natural hygiene that didn't even use herbs. They were against herbs. It was taboo. It was the Antichrist, the devil. It was the same as a potion, an elixir, and a medicine. Uh-huh. They threw the baby out with the bathwater, in my opinion, because drugs and pharmaceuticals and some isolated nutrients were so harmful for you, they figured spirulina, chlorella, it was all potions and elixirs and junk.
Wow.
So we sold spirulina, Klamath algae, some other sprouted products from other companies. And I was constantly on the phone with the companies that sold it and the product developers saying, you know, if you put it in this packaging, it could be preserved better. If you did this, you could give people more bang for their buck. There's people that can't afford your product, and it's not quite good enough. If you did these things, these people who are sick now could afford it, and they'd get more of it, and they'd be better. And I was met with lukewarm reception because I had no credibility. No one knew who I was. And of the few companies that were interested in hearing what I had to say, they weren't interested in making any changes.
Uh-huh, right.
And, you know, there was still some good stuff back then, so I thought, you know what, I think I can do this way better myself, and which I proceeded to do. Started making arrangements with and traveling a lot to find the best sources of herbs and superfoods, doing lots of research, and then putting together my own products. First started in the kitchen.
For yourself and your family.
And also for customers that bought raw foods and flaxseed crackers and veggie burgers from us and nut milks and things like that we sold at the local health food store. Started making them, putting on paper labels and paper construction labels, gluing them on bottles and making them. That eventually led to the first product was Vitamin Earl Green. That was actually a creation, and it's on its approximately 38th version right now.
Okay, let me interrupt you and talk about Vitamin Earl Green for just a moment. That's one word, vitamin, and then green. Can you tell us what's in this product? And let me just preface it by saying, by my estimate, there are well over 10,000 different phytonutrients in combination in this product, just from looking at the ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and each one is a natural medicine of some kind.
Yes.
That science is just beginning to discover.
Yes.
So what really makes up the product? What's the philosophy here?
The original concept was to have a multivitamin mineral supplement that had no isolated vitamins or minerals. It all came from whole foods. And the reason that is critical is when people say, do you sell supplements? And I say, well, not really, but it's kind of the same category. What I what I sell and what Mother Nature produces that I just harvest and package up, I call them biocompatible nutritional superfoods. Very different than an isolated vitamin or mineral. Iron, for example. Iron from an animal product or, actually, let me go back. As a vegan, I used to get in discussions and still do with people about the merits of veganism and not veganism and raw and not raw. And one of the things people would point out to me is the iron from a supplement or from an animal product absorbs better than the iron in a plant food.
Sure.
And there's at that point, I thought that was completely true. I know a little bit different now. But that actually is a benefit because iron in the form of an animal product or isolated iron is actually an oxidant. It's the opposite of an antioxidant and it can actually hurt you. It creates free radical damage. If you take enough of it, you die of a heart attack. Mm. Now, you can take iron in the form of kale, of collards, of spirulina, of chlorella. Till the cows come home, you could take 1,000 times the dose of iron in the form of those whole foods, not extracted from those whole foods, but in those whole foods, and there is no toxicity of iron. Once you're sufficient in iron, the ability of your body to absorb iron from whole foods is very, very small.
So it's a self-regulating mechanism.
Absolutely. There's a homeostasis there. However, the lack of absorption has a different twist when you're deficient in iron. You absorb iron from things like spirulina and kale juice and chlorella better than you do the isolated sources.
Oh, interesting. Okay. And so when you need it, you're going to get more from the plants. And when you don't need it, you have no toxicity.
It's completely safe. There's a natural balance of proteins and bioflavonoids and lipids and enzymes around the iron molecule that allows it to be selectively absorbed.
For those who want to find out more about Vitamineral Green, by the way, I'll give you a website. That's www.healthforce.com. And these products are also available in distribution in various health food stores, right?
Yes, worldwide.
Worldwide. Yeah, that takes some time to get that kind of distribution in place.
Taking about 18 years.
Oh my. Okay. Now this is the product that you're perhaps best known for.
Yes.
And the categories of ingredients it has are land vegetables. It has sea vegetables, wildcrafted aquatic vegetables, as you're saying in here. There are also probiotics in here. So that's something that's not usually found in superfood supplements. So what are the benefits, in your view, of having the probiotics together with these superfoods?
Probiotics, they take poisons from our digestive tract, both foods and just metabolic waste, and they convert them into harmless substances, and they also convert them into nutrients. They convert them into enzymes, into vitamins. They break down our waste material in our intestines, and they get rid of them. They're completely symbiotic, and they're amazing for detoxification and healing. And by putting the probiotics right in with the product, it ensures that the product is maximally digested and absorbed because the probiotics can actually start what the mechanical grinders didn't break down. The probiotics start to work on as soon as you eat it. All the benefits that traditionally you would have with sauerkraut or seed cheese or things of that nature or Rejuvelac, which those can actually have some challenges if you don't seed them right, are magnified 1,000 times in the Vitamineral Green. Because there's a huge array of a vastly divergent type of probiotics in there, and they just help you to digest and heal and cleanse.
You know what I like about your philosophy and your product line, Jameth, is you live this lifestyle. You're a very extremely healthy individual, very, very conscious about your diet. You are a vegan. You do primarily raw foods.
Correct.
I don't even know what percentage of your diet is raw foods, but you live this lifestyle. I think that really speaks to your credibility. I mean, you take your own products, obviously.
I do. I live and breathe them. And some people say to me, some regular people say, wow, isn't that convenient? Isn't it a pain in the ass to be healthy? And I say, well, no, it's the greatest thing in the world. Because you get to feel better, you get to look better, you get to be stronger, you get to just have a better life, in my opinion. You get to wear organic cotton clothing and just be aware of all these things that are healthy. And you also get to meet a lot of higher quality people in the path that are also in that, so I wouldn't want to live any other way.
Absolutely. Now, we have to go to a break here shortly, but when we come back, I'd really like to ask you about this other product you have, Fruits of the Earth, and there's so much information coming out now about the disease prevention qualities of fruits and superfruits that we might say. You've combined many of them into this product called Fruits of the Earth. I'll ask you about that when we come back. You're listening to the Health Ranger Radio Show and an interview with Dr. Jameth Sheridan with Health Force Nutritionals, and we'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone, to the Health Ranger Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com. And today we have a guest with us, Dr. Jameth Sheridan from Health Force Nutritionals. That's at www.healthforce.com. And he is considered truly one of the top formulators in the business, if not the top formulator for superfoods consumed, especially by raw foodists who are very particular about what they will put in their bodies for good reason. And I consider myself a partial raw foodist, by the way. And so, Jameth, I wanted to ask you about this is one of the most recent products that you formulated. It's called Fruits of the Earth.
Yes.
And in here you have, about 12 different fruits and super fruits and a couple of super foods as well. There's been so much research that has come out in the last year about the healing power of these various fruits. And you have so many of them in your formula: acai, blueberries, goji berries, pomegranate, black cherry, and so on. How did you decide what to put in here? What were you trying to achieve?
The original goal for Fruits of the Earth was to, I already had products that dealt with most of our other categories of superfoods. I myself actually consume a good portion of fruit. I'm by no means a fruitarian. In fact, I'm anti-fruitarian. I don't think anyone should be a fruitarian, but that's a whole other topic. But I do enjoy fruits, and fruits have phytonutrients and phytochemicals in them that are unique. There's things you find in fruits that you don't find in vegetables and greens and seaweeds, which is why I consume fruits in addition. I usually consume fruits in season that grow, and living in Southern California and rural Southern California, that's pretty easy because there's always something growing nearby to eat.
Right.
To get some things that weren't in season, and for other people that don't have access to fruits and don't have access to this variety of fruits, I wanted to put a fruit product together that was a real fruit product, that was not a little fruity stuff on the side, or there's some other green superfoods that have token amounts of fruits in them.
Yeah, we see that a lot in the industry. I mean, but it's big on the label. Oh, blueberry.
Right. We've got, 25 milligrams of blueberry and 7 milligrams of blackberry, which is dust.
Yeah.
It's honestly dust in a big batch of 7 milligrams and a big 2 tablespoons. It's just dust. It's almost not even worth having in there.
Right. But in contrast, what's in yours?
Fruits of the Earth, the reason I didn't just put it in with my other products, well, just add these 10 ingredients to one of your other products. Well, if I did that, then the other product would be diluted by the volume of those 10 ingredients. So I focused, and the main ingredient in here is blueberry juice. The reason I put blueberries in here, they're super high in antioxidants, they're super high in anthocyanins, is one class of antioxidants, good for vision, good for everything that antioxidants are good for. And they also, blueberries tend to be a more alkaline fruit. So I chose them as the primary ingredient in here. And this is just, these are either whole fruits or whole fruits that have been juiced and dried back onto the fiber. Versus drying them back onto maltodextrin or rice starch or something like that, which some cases you have to dry some things on that, but that's kind of an older technology, and today you can dry things completely pure. And that's the direction I've gone, so you can get the most bang for your buck. Acai is not something that we have available fresh in North America.
Uh-huh.
And I think acai is a phenomenal fruit. It's my number one choice, frozen acai, for smoothies because it's not super high in sugar. It's very low in sugar, has some essential fatty acids in it, very good antioxidant, and it feels really, really good.
And speaking of superfood smoothies, by the way, this formula tastes so good that you can just blend it right into practically any smoothie.
You can. It makes a real nice combination in smoothies.
Yeah, for those listening, you can just use water, or I like to use raw almond milk is one of my favorites. You could use hemp milk and just put in this Fruits of the Earth powder, blend it up. You might add a fresh fruit because I like to have some raw living foods in together with
it. I agree.
And then that would be a perfect breakfast.
It would. Actually. If someone needs it to be any sweeter at all, they could add a little bit of agave nectar, which to me is my number one superfood sweetener of choice. In fact, before agave nectar, before it was known that it was actually produced raw, I was using it and espousing the benefits of it. Many raw fooders didn't like it then because it wasn't raw, or at least they didn't know it was. As soon as it became raw or became known that it was processed raw, everyone flocked to it, and I think for good reason. It's the best sweetener, I believe, other than whole fresh fruit.
Sure.
The other ingredients in here, I tried to get a good mix of just really, really powerful fruits. Grape juice, goji berries, pomegranate juice, bilberry juice, black cherry juice, elderberry juice, acerola berry juice, and cranberry juice.
Wow. Okay, so each one of those is worthy of a huge scientific tome of knowledge about its medicinal properties.
Yes.
But here's an issue. I mean, as a manufacturer of these superfood products in the United States, you are very much restricted about what you can say due to the FDA regulations.
That is correct. Things that are true about fruits, about vegetables, about greens, about superfoods, they're absolutely true about disease prevention and cure, you're not allowed to say it on a bottle, even if it's backed by scientific evidence and irrefutable research.
Exactly. We've covered the cherry situation. Just cherries being used as anti-inflammatory medicines, where the cherry growers were threatened by the FDA because they linked to the scientific studies talking about the anti-inflammatory properties.
Real studies.
Peer-reviewed journals published. So if you put on your bottle, cherries reduce inflammation, you'd be
making a drug claim.
Right. And you'd have all your inventory confiscated.
Correct.
That's crazy.
So I don't make claims of that nature.
Well, that sounds like a good strategy.
Also in here, fruits, even the most alkaline-forming fruits, are still somewhat acid-forming. There's a myth that fruits are alkaline-forming, and that's really a myth propagated decades ago, but I'm not sure who started that.
But I hear that a lot, yeah.
Fruits are acid-forming. It doesn't mean they're bad for you. Some are more acid-forming than others. They still have a valuable place in our diet. In here, I also put beet juice, wheatgrass, and barley grass in here at approximately 10% concentration to offset the acidity of the fruits.
Okay, so that's the strategy behind the grasses in there.
Yes. The reason I put beet juice in here, originally I just had the grasses, and it really dulled down the color of the product. It looked muddy, and it looked kind of anemic, fruit-wise. I thought, well, what can I put in here that's still alkaline that doesn't take down the color? And beet juice was the perfect. It's still alkaline,
great.
And it's the right color.
Great for the liver and the blood, too.
Absolutely. And with all my superfood products, I threw in a huge array of probiotics because I think they're important for so many reasons. And I actually put something new in this product, a new ingredient for me, and it's called Actual Food Nutrients. And there's Actual Food Chromium, Molybdenum, and Selenium in here. And the reason I have Chromium in here is Chromium is phenomenal for fat burning, for muscle building, and also for blood sugar balance. And since there is sugar in here, and people will be combining this with sugar, I put the chromium in here. The chromium is different. It's not an isolated chromium. It's actually grown on Saccharomyces cerevisiae, which is the scientific name for yeast. And the yeast is then completely deactivated, so no yeast can grow in your system.
Now, I want to clarify, when you said there's sugar in there, you mean naturally occurring fruit
sugar. Naturally occurring
sugar. No processed sugar, nothing of that nature.
That is correct.
Right, okay. Because some people will hear that and they say, what? What? There's sugar in there? But you mean just the natural
fruit. Just whatever naturally occurs in blueberry, Aussie, grape juice, etc.
Okay. That's perfect. Now, I really like the philosophy that you've described so far in your formulations. We do have to go to a break shortly, but before then, I want to ask you about how people can get these products right now if they're interested in them, or how they can learn more. What's the best way for them to do that?
These products are carried at a lot of health food stores worldwide, a lot in America, mostly centered in the West Coast. But you can ask your health food store to carry them, or you can also get them online from healthforce.com.
Okay, that's the web address, folks, www.healthforce.com. And you are listening to the Health Ranger radio show and an interview, exclusive interview with Dr. Jameth Sheridan. We'll be back right after this break. Stay with us. Welcome back to the Health Ranger radio show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And today you are being treated to an exclusive interview with Dr. Jameth Sheridan of Health Force Nutritionals, one of the premier formulators of really genuine high-potency superfood supplements. You can find them at www.healthforce.com. Now, I have an intriguing question for you, Jameth. You know, the poor nutritional state of our society today, of the population, is causing widespread infertility. You know, I mean, our civilization is threatened by the fact that fewer and fewer people can now reproduce. You know, the chemicals in the personal care products, the chemicals in the food, in the pharmaceuticals, and so on. I mentioned, I was at the Raw Spirit Festival last year, and I mentioned to someone, I said, you know, what if at some point it's only the raw food vegans who can actually reproduce? Do you think that might happen?
Well, if we actually went long enough with this experiment, we'd probably have to go a few hundred or a thousand years into the future. And if chemicals continued to thrive, well, thrive is a relative term, but people continue to use them, and somehow people into holistic, organic, raw food, vegan, and superfoods, and a holistic lifestyle were somewhat isolated from that, eventually we would be the only ones to be able to reproduce.
Yeah, it's like, you know, Pottinger's cat studies, and what, four generations into the study of malnutrition of cats, not malnutrition, but junk food nutrition, they could not have babies anymore. So you wonder what's going to happen in our society. What do you think are the main things that we need to do as a society to turn around our health crises and bring back you know, disease prevention, nutrition, and so on.
Well, I think everyone, it's happening. We all need to live and think more holistically. And sometimes people in this movement get discouraged because, well, you know, there's so many people eating junk food and pushing drugs and just leading regular lives, I guess we'll call it. But what I like to say is, you know, that is true. We're outnumbered by the zillions. But if it looked like a competition or like who's going to do what, we're actually winning because our numbers are gaining and their numbers are losing because a lot of them are dying out faster than we are. And also, so many people want to live a holistic lifestyle, they just haven't known how to.
Do you find a lot of people now transitioning to this lifestyle? I mean, new customers of yours, for example, who used to be conventional, they had a crisis and then now they're coming to you?
I think that's happening now in hordes and droves. 20 years ago, it was just the health food hippies and so forth, of which I was one of them, that were into this, and it was a very, very fringe. But now it's big, it's worldwide known, and it's a movement that's growing very rapidly.
So are you seeing a lot of gains then in your customer base and the acceptance of your product line?
Yes, it's widening.
Yeah.
Everything is not taking drugs when you're sick. Taking herbs and superfoods is becoming more open-minded. Alternative healthcare practitioners. The people visit, actually, they spend more money on alternative healthcare practitioners in America every year than they do spend on traditional MDs. And that wasn't true several years ago. It's really gaining. That includes chiropractors, acupuncturists, naturopaths, things that are holistic.
What do you think has attracted especially the raw foods community and the vegan community to your formulations? Because there's a strong affinity in that community. I mean, everyone I talk to says, oh, vitamin or green.
I've been a vegan for 22 years, very hardcore. I'm also a raw fooder and varying degrees of percentages on the year, depending on other things. And I develop products with a raw foods philosophy, which is as hardcore and healthy as you can possibly and holistic as you can possibly make things with in complete cooperation with the body, with nothing really synthetic or unnatural. And I take that philosophy of life force, of enzymes, of mother nature, of holistic nutrition, and I apply that to products, and I actually try to extend it even more in the manufacturing process by using various techniques to enhance the life force energy of the products.
Oh, I'd be interested to ask you about some of those techniques.
Some of the techniques are as simple as putting tachyon silica discs both on all the fuse boxes and various other places throughout the factory, which reduces or eliminates the negative effects of electromagnetic radiation. There's several other technologies in that realm that I use, some for electromagnetic radiation, others just for energetics in general. I also do a lot with bare copper wires and putting some substances, energetic minerals on them that can be somewhat infused into the products through the production line. And I'm constantly evolving that process to make it even better. Now, some of the things I try end up not working at all. They just do nothing. And some of them are just didn't work, don't do anything, period. But other things that I try end up working, and I incorporate those into the production process.
So while some superfood companies are sitting around, I'm talking about other lesser companies, let's say, they're sitting around plotting, how do we make more money? You're actually sitting around thinking, how do we add another layer of healing qualities to this product?
Yes.
That's what it sounds like.
Yes, it's exciting to me to make it even better. And some people talk about breaking the envelope or out-of-the-box thinking, and I don't even recognize the envelope, nor do I recognize the box. It's just I don't have to think out of the box because I don't recognize the box. And my philosophy in nutritional products is that the quality and affordability of a nutritional product can and often does mean the difference between lethargy and energy, sickness and health, and literally life and death for people.
Yes.
And I don't want someone to die because they can't afford to buy a high-quality enough nutritional product.
And I found that your products, even though many consumers would say, well, they seem to be priced towards the higher end of the market, but if you look at the value per dollar, I think your products are exceptional.
When I do price comparisons, they are. Yeah. I try to have as high-end as product as I possibly can at as low-end of a price.
Now, you seem like a person who's very, very much an independent thinker. You're very, you have a very strong, well-grounded self-image, and you don't let others define your actions or your beliefs. Is that that's a pretty fair assessment, wouldn't you say?
Yes, it is.
Do you think that that is in due to your health lifestyle, or is it the other way around? I mean, does nutrition, my question is, does nutrition actually expand your mind? Or
I think I understand your question. Yeah. Part of my personality I just came in with when I was born.
Yeah.
But I do think that getting into holistic nutrition and holistic ideas does expand your consciousness tremendously, because it expands your ideas. It gets you out of thinking this is the only way to do it, or we've been doing this for X amount of years, therefore we must continue to do it. Nutrition opened me to green building, to ecological things, to animal rights, to air purification, to water purification, and any other area in my life I'm not rigid, because I know there's so many possibilities out there.
How do you apply that then to your company? I mean, your company needs to pay the bills. It needs to, you know, you're operating in a free market environment. How do you apply your ethics or your philosophy to your company operation?
Well, I design products that are consistent with that. And there's room to be ethical and to be profitable. And in fact, the reason that Health Force is profitable these days is because, in my opinion, it is ethical, because we have a reputation of having hardcore, high-end ethical products with substance. And that's why we have prospered and are doing well. Not because one of our slogans used to be not just another supplement company. And I would be, I was like, okay, yeah, we have a this, we have an ascorbic acid, we have a vitamin A, we have a this, that. There's no passion or excitement in that to me. Let's see how we can compete in the marketplace. I like to up things as much as I possibly can and create and innovate things where I can also.
And I think one of the reasons that you have so much credibility in this entire industry is because you walk the talk. I mean, we're at a trade show here, and we can walk around the floor over the next couple of days. There are companies out there with super fruit products from South America, but the owner is obese, smoking a cigarette, talking, hey, well, I'll give you a special deal, you know.
Drinking beer and wine.
Exactly. And you're like, what? I don't want a product from that person. You're the opposite of that. You know, you're living this lifestyle.
When I walked through this, the beginning of the expo here to come to this, as I walked through my industry, and everyone was listening to really loud music, and some were smoking, and lots were drinking, and I could just see that many of them were unhealthy. There was healthy people in there, but a good portion was. I thought, you know, I kind of feel like an outsider almost.
I know. I've had that feeling at times here too. But there are really outstanding examples
in the
industry, like your company.
And more and more over time. 15, 20 years ago, there was almost nobody doing this. There was a handful of companies making super high quality products, and now there's many, many handfuls.
All right. Well, we're going to take another break here, Jameth. But when we come back, I'm going to ask you about more of the formulations behind your products and really some action steps. What can people do right now if they're suffering from pain or degenerative disease? What can they do right now to help themselves? We'll answer that question when we come back on the Health Ranger Radio Show. Welcome back to the Health Ranger Radio Show. I hope you're having a great time. I am talking with Dr. Jameth Sheridan from Health Force Nutritionals, one of the premier nutritional supplement, real superfood supplement companies in the world. And thanks for joining me again, Jameth.
Thank you for having me.
Now, before the break, I was talking to you about, let's give the listeners some action items. What can they take away from this interview right now that can improve their health and help prevent disease, maybe give them better mental clarity, these kinds of things, Jameth?
I'm happy to answer that question, because I like when people can actually do things with information that they hear in a lecture. The first thing that I think people should do is, right off the bat, become a vegan, meaning don't eat any animal products. And it's easy to be a vegan. It's the healthiest thing you can possibly be. Stop eating you know, the flesh of any creature and their excretions and their eggs.
And which includes milk.
Which includes milk, yes.
Right, okay.
We're not designed to consume milk. Milk is milk from a mother of that species. Raw is the perfect food for a young. Nothing compares to it. But after the age of about 3, milk even from a mother is not good for us, and no milk is good for you when it's pasteurized.
And also, we're talking cross species here. I mean,
yes.
Human adults are drinking baby food for cows.
That's been pasteurized.
That's been, right, and homogenized.
Correct. And even raw milk from cows is not biochemically correct for human babies. And it's not biochemically correct for human adults, which we have far less ability to digest milk than when we were babies, because Mother Nature never designed us to be drinking milk at this age.
What about, you know, a lot of raw food is actually do fermented milk. And I've tried quite a bit of that too, from some raw foodies in Tucson. What's your take on
fermented? Are we talking about like nut milks or like goat type milks?
No, like goat fermented kefir from raw goat milk.
I think here's how why I think raw foods do that, and I think this is a fundamental problem, huge fundamental problem in raw foods. The number one reasons you're healthy on a raw food diet, in my opinion, and I've been doing this for 22 years, and certainly other people may disagree, but I'm entitled to it, is number one, you're a vegan. Number two, you're a whole fooder. Not just a raw food, you're a whole food, you're a whole food
That's right.
vegan, no process, no junk. You're eating fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds and grains and beans. Even if you cook them all, people on macrobiotic vegan diets do overcome degenerative diseases, including cancer, and you can't do that on poison.
Right.
You also tend to eat organic foods. You tend to have pure air, pure water. You take superfoods and wheatgrass and all these other things that are hugely beneficial to your health. On top of that, there's benefits to doing things raw. But when you're into raw foods, there tends to be two categories of food, raw and not raw. Everything not raw is in the same category. So if it's steamed cauliflower or Kentucky Fried Chicken, it doesn't matter. It's not raw.
Whoa, that's a big statement, though. I mean, if it's cooked, it doesn't matter?
That's the tendency that raw fooders tend to think.
I see.
Which is why people that previously were vegans get into raw, and eventually they say, well, let me try raw goat milk because it's all about raw, so if it's raw, it must be okay.
Well, I know raw fooders who are doing raw beef, which just sickens me personally.
And raw beef is simply less bad for you than charcoaled or cooked beef. It's still bad for you. It still has the animal protein, which is very high in uric acid, which contributes to osteoporosis, arthritis, gout.
Right.
It still has a harmful type of saturated fat. And in that saturated fat and in that flesh is all the metabolic poisons that animal has stored in their tissues. We're constantly trying to detoxify and get rid of metabolic poisons. The best way to sabotage that is to consume the metabolic poisons of another creature.
Of course. Well, okay, what about a person who says, I want both. I want to eat my steak dinner, but I'll take some of your superfood products to compensate.
Well,
I mean, you've heard that before.
Yes,
sure.
There's nothing wrong with trying to do damage control in your life. None of us are perfect. It doesn't. You can't make up for eating a steak dinner or for eating even hardcore vegan junk food by just taking superfoods. You can certainly help. I would never say someone, well, you're eating junk anyway. You might as well not take superfoods or herbs. In fact, you need even more in that case. But if you can be a whole food vegan, eating organic foods, drinking pure water, getting some sunshine every day, and getting some exercise is absolutely critical. To me, exercise is every bit as critical as being a raw food vegan.
What kind of exercise do you do?
I do vigorous walking. I do running. I do weightlifting. Things that I enjoy, or other various sporting type games, but nothing. Hiking I like a lot, hiking with poles. You can hike with poles because it works out your upper body. I don't really like the idea of the pole, so I tend to find sticks and logs because I just feel more ancient doing that. I would rather eat half crap and half raw food, vegan, healthy, and exercise optimally than just eat 100% healthy and do no exercise.
I see.
Now, I don't have to make that choice. I can do it all.
Right.
But I think that is critical.
Well, one thing we also see out there, a lot of people who are into intense exercise but don't understand nutritional fundamentals end up with a lot of exercise but very poor nutrition or nutritional deficiencies because of the stress exercise.
Absolutely.
So they need actually superfoods more than someone who doesn't exercise.
That is absolutely accurate. Back in the 80s, the big running guru was Jim Fix, and everyone say, oh, I'm an athlete, I run, I do this, I don't need to eat crap, I burn it all off. Well, Jim Fix died of a heart attack while running.
So that kind of
ended that discussion of whether you burn it all off or not, because you simply don't. Another thing someone can do to dramatically improve their health is start consuming superfoods, and there's two directions they can go in that, because I'm going to kind of consider vegetable juices superfoods. That is the most important appliance you could possibly own and use, in my opinion, is a juicer.
Uh-huh.
Whether it be a centrifugal juicer, a champion juicer, a better juicer like the Twin Gear type, Green Star type juicers.
Yeah.
To me, that's like nectar of the gods, is fruit and vegetable juices. More vegetable than fruit, but it's so phenomenally good for you. So many healing phytonutrients. Anybody can do it. The water in there is a structured, low surface tension water. It spreads the blood cells apart. Just phenomenally good for you. After that, I would start taking superfoods like vitamin O green, which is a huge array of nature's most healing and cleansing superfoods, and that's just putting that in your body every day will start amazing things to happen, especially if you combine it with the other things we've talked about.
Well, you know, I actually personally do both of these things. I juice vegetable juice, but I blend it in a Vitamix and then I strain it through a nut milk bag.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to use a juicer at all. I do that just with vegetables only. And then I put that in jars, and when I'm ready to drink it, I blend it with either fresh raw fruits or some kind of fruit-based superfruit. So, I mean, that's just my own personal approach to
it. And I think that's awesome.
All right. Well, then, so you do a lot of exercise. You take your own products.
Yes.
And you think that for those listening, the number one thing they can do is become a vegan.
Yes.
But that's a big step for a lot of people. Is there something they can do on the way to that?
On the way to being a vegan, they could start taking Vitamin Green and Earth, for example. Huge influx of healing phytonutrients in their system, which will help them to bridge the gap. And you can do that today. You just add it to your regime. You don't have to take anything away.
That's something that really works with consumers, I've noticed. I mean, I've done a lot of, you know, talking with groups too. And when you tell people to take something out of their diet, it's very difficult for many people. But if you ask them to add something in, they can do that.
Yes.
And you know what happens is eventually that replaces something. So it ends up taking something out.
If you look at it like a gradient from A to Z, A is where the average person is living a normal lifestyle, which is toxic, and Z is where you're trying to get to, hardcore, holistic vegan into raw foods, superfoods, and so forth. It's hard to jump from A to Z in one step. Unless, so you can go from A to B to C to D to E to F. You can skip a few letters and just, you know, take your time in getting there, unless you have a serious life-threatening disease or challenge. Then you know to need to go from A to Z immediately, or else you will die in your transition. You can go to Z for 6 months, a year, year and a half, regain your health, and then maybe live in the middle of the alphabet for the rest of your life. But if you just go to the middle of the alphabet when you're really sick, you'll die there. You'll just extend your misery.
Now, in this gradient, where A is the normal disease state,
yes,
isn't it sad that the disease state is now considered normal in society?
I didn't think that. That is sad.
But that's just true.
Normal.
Yeah. But in reality, it's abnormal. I mean,
it's not
humans,
natural.
Right. We should all be healthy. We're all programmed to be healthy.
Heart attacks are not natural. It's a consequence of unnatural and unhealthy living.
And sometimes when people say, well, a vegan diet is extreme, but, you know, your answer to that is probably the same as mine. No, the processed foods are extreme.
What's extreme is chemotherapy and drugs and feeling like crap, feeling extremely tired, extremely exhausted, aging extremely fast and not living in life. And when people get serious diseases, like heart disease, and they have a coronary artery bypass, they put you out, almost kill you, they take a saw and cut through your whole chest cavity, rip you open, ream out your arteries, take a few and attach them, you could die during that, and reattach you, and you feel like crap. That is extreme. Chemotherapy is extreme, and dying of what should be curable diseases, that is really, really extreme and radical. It's fanatical.
I agree. It is. It is. And eating the foods that were put on this earth for the purpose of being compatible with human beings, that's normal.
That's normal.
Yeah.
That's natural.
That's natural. Exactly.
And it's accessible and doable too.
Well, I'm sorry that we have to wrap this up because this is just getting really fun, actually. So, but folks, you've been listening to an exclusive interview with Dr. Jameth Sheridan of Health Force Nutritionals, and the website again is www.healthforce.com. That's F-O-R-C-E. At the end there, healthforce.com. And you're going to find some amazing products from this company. I really encourage you to check them out. Thanks for joining us today, Jameth. We've really enjoyed this interview.
It's a pleasure and honor to be here.
And folks, you've been listening to the Health Ranger Radio Show. We'll catch you again next time.